Now, multiple sclerosis is an autoimmune illness that affects many thousands of people in Ireland. And for any person to receive such a diagnosis, without doubt comes a lot of fear and a lot of worry about what the future holds. And that was me 3.5 years ago as well when I received that devastating diagnosis. But there are so many things that can be done to improve a person's well-being and their life. There are scientists and clinicians all the time coming up with new treatments to control multiple sclerosis and to help people to get through life that bit better. But also, there's the whole approach of wellness. Now, this coming Saturday in Tralee in the Rose Hotel, a multiple sclerosis wellness event is taking place. There will be guest speakers that will cover areas like diet, physiotherapy, plant-based experts. Dr. Connor Curley is a dietitian. Professor Susan Coote is a physiotherapist. And Dr. Alice Brosnan is a plant-based expert and wellness coach. But the other guest speaker at the event is the consultant neurologist at the Bonsecours Hospital in Tralee. Now, Dr. Helena Moore is a native from Galway, and she made the long, arduous journey all the way to the Kingdom of Kerry. And I've been reliably informed by many patients that they're very, very grateful for the wonderful care. As one person told me, she walks with them on their journey of MS. In 2017, Dr. Moore received the Healthcare Person of the Year, and she joins me now on the line. Dr. Helena Moore, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. And listen, you're very welcome to the program, and I know it's a very cold and wet day down there in the kingdom.
It is, Dara. We've had hailstones for most of the day, but the bad weather brings a sense of it's nice to be inside and not to have to go out and face the day.
Yes, indeed. Now, Dr. Moore, before we talk about the event on Saturday, what brought you all the way to the Kingdom of Kerry from the beautiful Galway?
Well, I suppose that I went to do my, I did my neurology training initially in Cork, and then I went to work in England, and I finished my training in Oxford. And there's always a call to come home when you're an Irish person. And the position came up in Kerry, and I applied for it and was lucky enough to get it.
Fantastic. So Galway's loss was Kerry's gain.
Well, I have a long-term visa, I think, in Kerry. I haven't been fully adopted by them, and I'm a Galway girl at heart, and when it comes to hurling, it's always Galway aboo.
Well, of course, there isn't much of a hurling tradition in Kerry, but we won't mention the war. Now, Helena, as I said in my introduction, multiple sclerosis, it affects so many people in so many different ways. And there's so much research going on as to try to define what causes it. There is no known cure, but they're coming up with all different medical treatments. But there's also the wellness approach as well. And I think that's what's exciting about this event on Saturday, that you're taking a full approach, not just the medical side, but also the holistic side as well.
Well, I think it's very important with any chronic neurological condition that we look at it from all angles. As you said in your introduction, like, it is devastating for anybody to be diagnosed with a neurological condition. And, you know, I think the research has shown that for the first year, it is the first thought that comes into somebody's head every morning when they wake up, because most people very much hope that it's a nightmare and that it's not really true. And I think after that period of time, then people begin to realize that actually with most neurological conditions, you can live a relatively normal life and that there's no reason why you can't do the things that you want to do. You may have to be more careful. You may have to put in place different things to allow you to do it. But the whole aim of my care and my work with patients would be that they live their lives with this condition, not let that condition define them.
Yeah, I remember giving an interview to Ryan Tuberty on his Radio 1 show back in 2018, and I formed the opinion I might have MS, but MS will not have me. And I think that's the approach that you want to get across to all people. I know when I received the diagnosis, like everybody else, you think almost it's end of life. But then you begin to learn, and it's through the great supports that are out there as well from MS Ireland, but also groups on Facebook, depending on what treatment you're on, people are there to talk and to listen and to understand. You finally realise, actually, do you know what? I can actually live with this thing. It may slow me down a little bit, but it's not going to keep me down.
Yes, and I think it's very important that people who have a positive experience with the illness talk to other people. Sometimes I think that if you're living well with MS, you tend not to think about it, and you certainly tend not to speak about it, and you're too busy getting on with your world to talk to other people about it. So I think that's what's good about this event, is that people who have MS, who are living their lives, are going to talk to other people. Because it is one of the things, when you make the diagnosis, people start to grieve for what might have been. Like they say, well, I won't have children, I won't be able to climb Carrigtwohill, I won't be able to do other things that are on their bucket list. And whereas I would be encouraging them and saying, well, you know, we've lots of patients who have had children. I'm actually getting to the point in my career now that some of my patients are having grandchildren. So that life can be very full and very rewarding and very, inverted commas, normal. Of course, there are people, and I'm very conscious that there'll be people listening who have much more stressful MS than other people. Obviously, it's very important that we help people who have MS that's more disabling, as well as the people who don't.
Yes, of course. And I suppose, look, for any person that receives the diagnosis, they'll always think of the worst case scenario. I know I did. Now, a lot is being spoken about at the moment, Helena, about nutrition, the importance of nutrition, having a good, clean, balanced diet, but also the mindset aspect as well. And I suppose that's one of the things that struck me when I started to research MS, is how it can affect your mindset and your mental health. And both of these are going to be covered at this event on Saturday.
Yes, and I think one of the very important things that one can do to improve your mindset is exercise. Again, people think, oh, I have a neurological condition, I can't exercise. Like, exercise is so important because it holds on to what you have. It makes you... your mind more, inverted commas, happy. You are more at ease with yourself when you exercise. So that's terribly important.
Yeah, and exercise, you know, getting out there into the fresh air. One of the joys that I have is anytime I go to Galway, I like to go down to the Prom in Salt Hill, not on a wet, blustery day, mind, but just to walk the Prom, being out in the fresh air, taking in the fresh air, and exercising the limbs can actually do a lot more benefit than you actually realise.
Yes, and sometimes, you know, out in the breezy weather, as long as your balance is reasonably good, by the time you get to the end of the Proms, there's no room in your mind for anything else except having done the walk. And I think it also makes people realise that, yes, I can do this. And one of the people who will be talking at the conference is someone who is a personal trainer. She herself has MS. So she is able to tailor your exercise needs to your ability, and I think that's also important. It's also important that people don't set themselves up to fail. That, you know, I myself would never think of training for a marathon because I know I'd never have the perseverance, nor would I do it, but I would certainly set myself up to do a couch to 5K. So being realistic in your goals is very important as well, and setting achievable goals. It's a bit like when I start the day with the list. You know, I've three of the things done before I even finish the list, and that makes you feel good. It positivizes your attitude.
Yeah, and we hear all the time, Helena, about positive mental attitude, and that's what it's all about, really. And I mean, look, it's natural to be worried, and it's natural to be anxious. You wouldn't be human if you weren't. But coming along to an event like this on Saturday, I think is going to give people a lot of hope, and hope springs eternal. We hear a lot in the press and media about hope and the lack of hope. But if you have hope and you set realistic challenges and realistic goals, you can achieve them regardless of what illness that you're carrying.
And as you had said already, Dara, is like MS has changed enormously in my lifetime in neurology. We would have, when I started first, literally, we had steroids and sympathy to give patients with MS, whereas now we have all sorts of disease-modifying treatments and several of them, so that if one particular drug doesn't suit you, there's another one. It's very important also to engage with the medical professionals, because there is no doubt that the disease-modifying treatments have made a big difference.
Yeah, that is so true. I can remember back when I was told I had MS myself. I had lost the sight in my right eye. I had lost the feeling in my upper body, front and back. And the neurologist very nicely said to me, "You don't know how lucky you are. If this was 20 years ago, it's probably a one-way trip to a wheelchair you'd be going. But as you've said, they're coming up with all new disease-modifying therapies, and the outcomes are very good. They won't cure it, but they'll help control it. And with a positive mental attitude and with, you know, a proper diet and a mindset and exercise and working together with your healthcare provider, you can live a very, very good and full life."
Yes, I would agree with all of that.
Well, Dr. Helena Moore, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you. And I will let you into a secret that I am in communication with many of your patients. And many of them know that I was talking to you today, and they just wanted to say thank you for everything that you do for them on a daily, a weekly and a monthly basis. And to all the team in the Bonds, of course, in Tralee, I'm hearing great things. So well done, and thank you on their behalf.
And I'd like to say thank you to them. They're a great bunch. Thanks, Dara.
You're very welcome, Helena. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And there we had Dr. Helena Moore, consultant neurologist at the Bonds na Cóirse Hospital in Tralee, an event that's taking place on this coming Saturday, the 29th of February, in the Rose Hotel, a positive, proactive day focused on providing information on three key areas of daily management: exercise, nutrition and mindset. Now, attendance is free of charge, but you're advised to book in advance, and you can find all the details on the Bonds na Cóirse Tralee website. But my thanks again to Dr. Helena Moore, consultant neurologist at the Bonds na Cóirse Hospital, Tralee.